Hey guys, this is Dante from Glenn's team. I just want to say thank you for tuning into this episode of Energy Awareness Training. Hope you get a ton of value. Enjoy.
One of the greatest geniuses of the 20th century, Nikola Tesla, gave an amazing quote that's one of the keys to understanding what we're about to do. How many heard of Tesla? How many heard of the car? Okay. Oh, that's great. Nikola Tesla is one of the greatest minds and inventors and scientists. And he said, if you want to understand the mysteries of life, you will look at it and identify it as energy, as frequency, and vibration. The mysteries of life. Wow, that's a phrase in itself, isn't it? Mysteries of life. So much of life is a mystery, isn't it? We have our best laid plans of the things that we want to do, and we think it's going to go one way and it ends up going up another, or we're here and we want to be here and we wind up out here, and so many things have happened to us in our lives, and a lot of it we don't understand or haven't understood yet. Why did this happen? You know, stuff growing up. Why did this happen? Why did this person come in my life? Why did I go this way instead of that way? So much of our lives is about trying to figure out what's happening. What's the right way to go? What's the right decision to make? What's it all about? Now, when I was in high school, my science teacher told me everything is energy. I remember that. He goes, my biology says, everything is energy. Swirling neutrons, protons, electrons, swirling all, everything. And I'm like, oh, okay. Sure, sounds good to me. Didn't really understand what that meant, that everything is energy. And it wasn't until later on in my life where I wanted to make some changes, where I recognized patterns of behavior or patterns of things in my life that I kept doing that I didn't want to do, or memories that I had in the past of stuff that I was trying to get away from. And it seemed like there was somebody living inside here, because I'd want to go this way and this person in here would want to go that way. So I went, wow, something going on here. And I, maybe like many of you, got into personal development. I thought, wow, book on how to be successful. I'm going to read it, because I figure if I read the book, I'll be successful, right? Or how to overcome this, or how to have that. So you read the book, and it's good, but doesn't really do the job. So what do? I get the next book. This one, okay, this is the one that's going to make me happy and successful. Heal your life. Okay, great. Or Think and Grow Rich. Anybody ever read Think and Grow Rich? I thought, wow, all I got to do is think, and I can grow rich. And the guy says, no, you got to read the book. Well, I read the book. I did a lot of thinking, but you know what? I didn't grow rich. So I got caught up, maybe as many of you, in trying to change myself with the next book or the next seminar or the next teacher or the next thing. And I'd make a little progress, but not the kind I was looking for. Has anybody ever experienced that? You've made a little progress, but not what you've been looking for. You know, there's a lot more that you can do. How many people experience that? Okay, so we get back to this energy thing. Everything is energy. Wow. And as I got on the quest to heal my life, to change my life, to have a better one, to overcome the stuff, to overcome the guy in here that was pulling me in different directions, I became aware of energy, and I became aware of that everything that we see in the physical world, physically, comes from the non-physical. Everything that's visible comes from being invisible. Whoa. So many of the times we're trying to figure out, you know, what's the answer to this problem? What's the answer to that problem? How am I going to deal with this thing, etc.? And sometimes we figure it out, sometimes we don't know. The revolution that I'm conveying to you is energetic awareness. Imagine if there was a blueprint, a roadmap, a key to being able to see the causes and the results of where the physical things, the problems, the challenges, the stuff you're going through, to see where they came from and what the solution is. And I'm here to tell you energetically that the cause of every problem or challenge that you have is energetic. And the solution to every problem or challenge you have that you haven't figured out yet or you just don't know what to do is energetic. So what does that mean? Well, let's get back to what I was talking about. Everything that is visible comes from the invisible. So, you know, you take this chair, for example. Once upon a time, the chair didn't exist. Somebody had a thought that said, hey, let's make a chair. Well, what do we have to do? Well, we got to cut down a tree and get some metal and find a place to manufacture it. And from the invisible, from a thought, from a concept, from vibration, this physical thing came into reality. It's the same thing with us. Before you were born, you didn't exist in physical form. Energetically, some say your energy always existed, but physically you weren't here. But about 9 months before you came on the scene, your parents had a rush of energy, so to speak. They were feeling the energies of attraction or having a good time and decided to bond and have a great time on a Saturday night. And from that energy that became physical, we showed up. Now, why this is important is because what we're discussing here is being able to recognize invisible patterns, invisible frequencies, invisible energy. Now, is that important? What did Tesla say? If you want to understand the mysteries of life, and isn't so much of our lives, think of what we do. We're always trying to make the right decision every day. Every day we're looking at, okay, what's the best move for my career or for my health or for my relationships or for my well-being? You know, what's the right thing? And we're looking, and where those answers are, they lie in the energetic realm. I'll give you an example of how this works. Have you ever had, you woke up in the morning and you had a day where everything was going your way? I mean, just you're in the groove, you're getting the phone calls, you're getting good news, you know, your projects are working out, relationship's going great. You're like, whoa, I'm in the groove here. I don't know why, but everything's moving my way. Feels good, right? Then you have other days where nothing's going your way. It just, no matter what happens, it just doesn't work out, man. You just, oh, one thing after another, you wish you'd never gotten out of bed. How many people have had those kind of days? Okay. So what was the difference? The difference was the energy. It wasn't anything you could put your hands on. Nothing happened. It just, that's what showed up. It was this invisible thing that had an effect on you. And we teach that energy has a power, has a direction, and has a purpose. So, you know what, another great example, sports. One of the reasons why football is such a popular sport here, I don't know if you guys saw the last Super Bowl, but you had two teams, they were strong teams. You had Team A and you had Team B. And Team A, in the first half of that game, was just scoring point after point after point. They were just running away with it. Team B was weak, couldn't score any points. It looked like to be a blowout. And in fact, by the halftime, I think that Team A was up like 25, 27 points. I thought, it's over. But just out of curiosity, you watch the halftime. I don't know who the musical guest was. And you watched a little bit of the second half. What happened in the second half? Team A, all of a sudden, couldn't get it together, and Team B came alive, started scoring points after points. Team A was fumbling the ball. Team B was scoring, coming back. And by the time the second half was over, Team B had come back, beat them, and totally dominated the game and won, win the championship. Now, what happened? Team A in the first half controlled everything. They were scoring points. They were the superior team. And yet, in the second half, Team B was the superior team. Now, what changed? Same teams, same coaches, same people, same stadium. Nothing you could put your finger on except the energy. The energy changed. And the team's going, wow, we don't know what, something's happening here. Momentum, energy has changed. So energy affects us every day in everything that we do. That's why when a professor says everything is energy, he was right. How about relationships? Oh, that's a good one. Have you ever started dating someone or got involved with someone? And maybe a voice said, I don't know if you should do this or watch out, but you went, nah, it looks good. I think this is going to work out. So you get involved, you start going out, you get together. Everything's great for the few weeks, few months, maybe even few years. But you start to notice over time, something has changed. Maybe they're changing. Maybe you're changing. But it's something's changed and you're not, it doesn't feel the same as it did when you started. Or you're not in love as you were before. And you go, wow. And you want to, you don't want to lose this thing. So you try hard to put it back together or to make it work. And it's just like a boat drifting out into the ocean. Just, you can't. And then the breakup comes, the hurt feelings, the regret. And then you're saying to yourself, oh, I knew it. Something was telling me I shouldn't have done this. And I didn't listen. So my question is, why didn't you listen? There was a voice that told me they were the wrong person for me, but I didn't take advantage of what I thought. I didn't listen to my gut. Why didn't you listen? So what we're talking about here is how these energies affect us. And we don't even recognize them sometimes. You know, hey, at this filming, it's late January, and it's just about the time that everybody's kind of faded out on their New Year's resolutions. Anybody make any New Year's resolutions here? No, none of you guys? Okay. All right. None of you want to admit, right? Now, okay. So what happens? You make, you know, the first of the year comes and it's a new year and you're thinking, wow, man, you're thinking all the things you haven't done yet, things that you want to do. You go, yeah, man, this is the year. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to be a nicer person. I'm going to get on that diet. And you're just filled with potential, aliveness, excitement to do it. So what do? You do usually what in the success or the personal development goal known as the formula. And the formula is get inspired, have a vision, create a plan, work the plan, succeed. Okay? That's all good. First week, you're going to the gym, you're on your diet, you're in the program. Next week, you're going to the gym, you're on your program, you made it the second week. Third week,
the diet, I was going to the gym.
And by the fourth week, I'll do it in the springtime, I'll do it in summer, you just give up. Now, that's, by the way, I know it's not you, but that's what happens to 97% of the people who use that formula. 97%. That means 3% of the people succeed, 97% don't. Those are the statistics. Now, I have a term that says you're energetically aware or not aware, energetically trained. And this is what we do in energy awareness training. We train you on how to see invisible energies. And what happens is there, if you notice inside you, there was a part of you that wanted to get better, that wanted to expand, that wanted to change, right? That wanted to lose weight or wanted to be on that diet or do the exercise program or whatever it was. You're like, yeah, feels great. But soon after, there's another energy that says, oh, man, do it later. I mean, come on. We want to eat what we want to do, and we don't have time to go to the gym today. You know, we're going out. We're going to the movies. Come on. So it's like, I shouldn't. It's a tug of war inside us. How many people have experienced that? Everyone, man. That's the human condition. So when you flame out of your goals or your resolutions, and you give up, people go, oh, you didn't want it enough. You didn't want it enough. You weren't committed. Your willpower wasn't strong enough. Really? Well, I'm here to tell you and reveal to you that there are hidden energies inside you that are operating, and they have different agendas for your life. And there are energies that want to empower you, and there are energies that want to keep you stuck and not and disempower you. And these energies are operating within us, and they operate below our ability to recognize them. Okay, so let me be a little bit more specific about these energies. There are certain energetic laws that we were never taught that are taking place in this world. One of them is the one I mentioned to you about how everything that is seen comes from the unseen. Another energetic law is the law of duality. Duality, which means that in this world, we're dealing with two polar opposites. So if there's an up, there's a down. If there's an in, there's an out. If there's a right, there's a wrong. If there's a good, there's a bad. If there's a male, there's a female. If there's a child, there's an adult, etc. So in this world, whatever we're dealing with, there's also the opposite end. So if you're happy, there's sadness. But if you're sadness, you can be happy. But if you're getting along, not getting along. If you're poor, you can be rich, etc. So there are these two polarities that are constantly in motion. There's nighttime, there's daytime, right? There's being together, there's being broken up, etc. So what we know about energy is that it's constantly moving and expanding. Energy is constantly moving and expanding. And energy moves in a direction, or what I call a momentum. So these energies that I identify within us, I call either high vibrational energy or low vibrational energy. And high vibrational energy is the energy that we all want. We all want to be happy, you know, feeling fantastic, achieving our goals, having the relationship of our dreams, feeling that we make a difference, having a blast on this planet. Boy, if it only could stay that way. But under the law of duality, if there's a high vibration, there has to be a what? A low vibration energy. And that energy is an energy that is also something that we have to deal with. Low vibration energy is just the opposite of high vibration energy. Low vibration energy is stuff like anxiety, stress, worry, doubt, listening to that voice that says we're not good enough or we'll never be successful, or that causes separation or anger or chaos. And these energies are active in the world today. And they operate outside of ourselves, and they operate inside us as well. So, for example, if you want to see how this energy is going on, all you have to do, if you want to see how it's operating in the world out there, all you have to do is watch the 11 o'clock news tonight. Chaos in the White House. War in Syria. Kids starving in Yemen. You know, you name it. It's just, and where does it come from? Today's news isn't the same as a year ago. A year ago, all kinds of different stuff happening. Now, if you think about the stuff that we call problems, I got a problem. I'm dealing with this problem right now. Or I got this thing that's causing me stress. Where did it come from? Wasn't there 6 months ago. Maybe it wasn't even there a month ago. But now the situation has come up and I have to deal with it like they did. So when we're talking about being energetically aware, we realize that things are always appearing and disappearing. Things are coming up. Law of duality, they're coming in, they're coming out. They're appearing, they're going away. If you think about your life, even a year ago, there are people that you were hanging out with, you're not hanging out with them anymore. Or maybe there are activities that you were doing a year ago, you're not doing it now. You've done something new. Because that's the way the energies work in this life. You know, when you're 17 or 16 and you have your first love, it's the greatest thing in the world. You think it's going to last forever. Don't you? You think, wow, you know, you're making, you're in high school. Yeah, we're gonna be together 50 years and have kids and everything like that. That's the reality then. What happens? Usually just the opposite. Then a time comes when you break up. You go your separate ways. You hadn't planned to. And for some people, it hurts. For some people, it's like, whoa, I didn't want that to happen. So many of the things that happen to us in this world, we hadn't planned on it. In fact, some of it we didn't even want. Why did it show up? In a large part, because you are energetically aware. Because you don't understand the process of how these energies work. And I can't go over the whole thing tonight. That's why we call it energy awareness training. In fact, I teach this privately, and I teach online classes about this. But for today, I wanted to give you just a sense of what the energetic worlds are like. And when you're aware and when you're connected to them, you can change your life dramatically and relatively quickly. And the purpose of energy awareness training is to eliminate unnecessary suffering. Because that voice in our head, this energy, this low vibration energy, its job is to make us suffer. Its job is to block us from our high vibrational energy, from feeling good, from feeling all the good things, happy, joyous, free, and to take us into anxiety, stress, worry, fear, isolation, depression, etc. That's its job. Remember I said energy has a power, a purpose, and a direction. The purpose of this high vibration energy is to lift you up, for you to be able to achieve all you're capable of, for you to make those dreams in your heart happen, for you to go to those places you want to have a happy, fulfilled life, to do what you came to this planet to do. The job of this energy is to prevent that, is to keep you down, is to keep you stuck. Now, it operates in a lot of different ways. And we talk about that in the training. But just to suffice it to say, the low vibration energy, whose job is to keep you out of joy, because if somebody's in anger or distress or anxiety, are they happy? Are they in high vibration energy? No, they're in low vibration energy. And one of the things that you want to learn tonight is high vibration energy attracts more high vibrational energy. And low vibration energy attracts more what? More low vibration energy. So that's why we study and we reveal how this energy comes to us. It comes to us every day in our thoughts, in our feelings, in our emotions. How many people here have experienced waking up in the morning and you, you're awake for a second, and all of a sudden the voice starts. Uh-oh, I don't know if it's going to happen today. I don't know what if this happens? Oh, no. The oh, no. The uh-oh. How many have heard that voice in the morning? All of us. Where does it come from? Why is it there? And what can we do about it? That's the most important thing to know. So in perceiving how the energies, the invisible energies work, we know that when we're in high vibrational energy, we're feeling good. But we have to activate this energy. It's just like the light here. If it was 5 o'clock and it was starting to get dark here, well, unless I get out of that chair and flip that light on, the room's going to go dark. Now, what do I have to do for the darkness to come? No, for the darkness to come. What do I have to do for it to get dark in here when the sun goes down? Nothing. What do you have to do for the low vibration energy to start infiltrating your thoughts and trying to take you down? What do you have to do? Nothing. It delivers every day, like Domino's Pizza. Every day it's there going, yeah, you're not good enough. Yeah, you're not good. The voice in your head that tries to undermine us. You know, I experienced that greatly. I said, what is this voice? I thought it was me. This voice that says, you're not good enough. You're not as good as the other kids in school. Or you're not tall enough. Or you're not this. Or there's something wrong with you. So I had this voice telling me, I'm not good enough. So I thought, wow, look at everybody. They look so normal. And I'm the one with this crazy voice inside me telling me I'm nuts and like that. Until I realized we all have it. And that's the thing that is the difference between being happy and not being happy, is how you deal with that voice in your head, which controls the energy inside you. So how many of you guys, let's talk to her, have had the times you've had whacked out thoughts and you don't know where they came from? Just whacked out thoughts. Who's had some whacked out thoughts? All of us. In energy awareness training, we teach you those aren't your thoughts. That's not you. Anything that takes you into anxiety, stress, or worry, or puts you down, it's not you. It's the low vibration energy. So do you remember I said, how do we recognize the low vibration energy out in the world? We watch the news. What do we see? Chaos, destruction, anxiety, stress. It's the same thing inside us. So these energies operate outside and they operate inside us too. So when we have anxiety, stress, worry, that's an energy. And usually this energy is pretty smart. It's pretty smart. So it'll take something that you are concerned about. You know, let's take something. You're gonna be able to make rent this month. You know, you just started a new job, you know, your bank account's low. Gee, I don't know, I'm like rent. Well, anytime you're feeling anxiety, worry, stress, this energy is connecting to you. I'm here to tell you, and the purpose of energy awareness training is to teach and help you achieve energetic and emotional freedom, which I believe is the most important thing you can achieve in this life. What is that? It's the ability to be in high vibrational energy, happy, joyous, and free, no matter what's going on. No matter what's going on. You see, because the way that we're brought up is, I'm happy, you know, what makes you happy? Well, I'm happy if it's sunny outside. I'm happy if my job's going good. I'm happy if my girlfriend's happy. I'm happy if my football team wins. Okay. Well, what if your football team doesn't win? What if she breaks up with you? What if your job goes south? Then what? If your happiness is based upon any physical thing, then what's the law of duality? What goes up? Finish it.
Goes down.
goes down. Whereas if you're energetically prepared, if your happiness isn't based upon what somebody does or the conditions here, when you find the ability to connect to this energy, and that's what we do in high in energy awareness training, we connect to high vibrational energy. We did this when we started the class. We're going to do this when we end it. When you're connecting to high vibrational energy, you're at peace because you're in an unlimited energy that's not dependent upon anything in the physical world. So you can be happy all the time. Now, you might prefer things to be different, but here's the thing. How many of you have ever gone through anything, maybe it was a job change, maybe it was a relationship breakup, maybe it was some change, some upheaval that at the time you were stressed about it, you were upset about it, and you didn't want to let it go, and you're just, and it was causing you a lot of anxiety, a lot of low vibration energy at the time. But if you look back now, you look at it from a different perspective. You go, whoa, that thing had to happen. That was the best thing that could have happened to me. Because if that hadn't happened, this thing would have happened, boom, 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 and I wouldn't be here. How many people have had that? Virtually all of us. But we didn't see it at the time, did we? We didn't see it at the time. It just looked like pain and stress and worry. But if you'd only known then what you know now, you would have been able to go through that thing going, hey, this is all going to work out. I know it looks stressful and it looks painful, but it's all going to work out. It's all for my benefit. It's all for me to learn, to grow, to go higher in life. Well, that's what we teach. That's what energy awareness training is. Teaches you how to be in that place no matter what. The low vibration energy says to you, okay, maybe Glenn's right. It worked out for you then. But today's problems, no. Today's problems, this is serious stuff. You're not going to get out of these. The big one's going to take you down. So these energies communicate to us. They're constantly communicating to us internally. And they affect us. And I could go, whether we're talking about business, we're talking about relationships, these energies not only talk to us, but they are both internally inside us. Because we, growing up, we both connect to these energies. Now, this is the one we want to connect to, but unfortunately, when we go through suffering or emotional upheaval, when we have a rough time at school or growing up, or troubles with relationships or the opposite sex, and we get hurt, that hurt is an energy. And according to the latest scientific information, that energy sticks to us. It doesn't go away. And it has an effect on us. So if I took you, and I do this with my private students, I start the process of clearing. Because, for example, if you look in the news today, there's a big story about the USA gymnastic team and about a doctor who abused them. And it's pretty traumatic for them all. And they're saying, you've ruined my life and I'm at nightmares and I don't have any self-confidence anymore. But not because of this thing, because of what you did this one time or many times, that caused me to feel a certain way. And I think that's going to affect me for the rest of my life. Low vibration energy. Same thing with soldiers coming back. You've all heard of post-traumatic stress syndrome. Soldiers coming back from the war, they're not the same. They can't function the way they used to. Why? Because they've been affected by massive amounts of low vibration energy. And low vibration energy attracts more what? More low vibration energy. So every day, as we go through this world, we're engaging, we are energetic sending and receiving machines. So we're sending out our energy and we're taking in other people's energy too. So even your thoughts can have an energy to them. You know, if I have a thought that says, oh, can I turn the stove off before I came here? Oh my gosh. Oh, that one thought can create a whole chemical change in my body. And what kind of energy is that? Fear, anxiety, worry, stress. Low vibration energy. And where does it take place? Inside me. And that energy sticks. The great example is our bodies. The law of duality, everything that is visible, that's invisible, has a visible counterpart. So we know that every day, our physical bodies, we got to wash them, right? We got to rest them. We got to take care of them. If we don't clean our bodies, might get away with it for a day, but if we don't do it for a week or a month, what happens? Nothing good. People don't want to be around you, and your social life's going to suffer. It's the same thing internally. Just as we have a physical body, we have an energetic body. And that energetic body is where we store our energy, our emotions, our feelings. So you ever notice when you get bad news, somebody tells you something, you go, ugh. Where does it go? Usually around your stomach or your chest. Ugh. And you can actually feel it. And if it happens to you enough, that invisible energy that we talked about creates a visible illness or sickness, God forbid, called ulcers. So you're feeling actual pain here from what? From invisible energy. So the invisible energies that we're dealing with have a profound effect on us. And they have a power, a purpose, and a direction. So one of the things that we deal with as human beings is we want to be able to change. We all want change. We are here and we want to go here. Well, there's a part of us that wants to change, that wants to inspire us. There's a part of us that doesn't. So the degree that you're holding low vibration energy in your energy body, to the degree that you're worried about stuff, that's why I had you do an inventory. If that voice inside you is pestering you and bumming you out, it's that invisible energy is having a physical effect. And this is a scientific fact. It puts you into a low vibration energy state. So this is the power of being energetically aware, to be able to see things and know that how the energy works. Because I know one thing that you'll know, if you're in a high vibration energy situation with people, places, or things, what are you going to get more of? High vibrational energy. If you're in a low vibration energy with people, places, and things, what are you going to get more of? More low vibration energy. And the purpose of this low vibration energy is to create separation, chaos from the high vibration energy. In short, to make you suffer. Now, none of us want to suffer. So the low vibration energy recognizes this. So if it says to you, hey, I'm from low vibration energy, and I was just wondering if I could give you some pain and suffering today. Would that be okay? No, it wouldn't be okay. You wouldn't have anything to do with it, would you? Hey, you're from low vibration. Get out of here. I don't want anything to do with you. So the low vibration energy comes to us in disguise. It comes to us as immediate gratification for something. A shot of pleasure. So if you think about the times when you got yourself in trouble, when you were offered something, whatever it was, you know, maybe a relationship, not relation, you know, person, or a drug, or fast money deal, or whatever it is. Yeah, there's immediate gratification. It's like a hook to get you in And then, pow, the suffering starts. So in energy awareness training, we teach you how to recognize low vibration energy in disguise so that you won't fall into the trap. How many of you guys, have you got offered something, it looked like a good deal, you went for it, and you got burned. See a show of hands? All of us. If we had only known then, after you're sitting there burned, what you knew before you got it, that would be valuable. Well, that's what we do in energy awareness training. We teach you how to recognize energy patterns, frequencies, vibrations, because they all have a power, a purpose, and a direction. And even though something looks good, you have to look at the energy around it, because even though it looks good, it may not be good. So, I'm going to wrap this particular talk up. I've given you a lot. But as you navigate the world in whatever you're going to do, and we talked about all the things you guys want to do, and it's wonderful. Remember, all of it is energetically based. So the wisest thing that you can do is learn about your energy, about energy awareness training, so you can learn how to make the right decisions and stay away from the wrong decisions, how to recognize when somebody's good for you or when somebody's not good for you, or a job or a business good for you or it's not good for you. We had, just tell you one quick story. I had a client that came to me, and he wanted to take personal coaching, and he says, can I get your advice on something? I go, well, I don't give advice, but I'll tell you what the energy is. He says, well, I work for this company. It's an investment company, and making so much money. I'm thrilled. I go, wow, that sounds great. He goes, yeah, man, I'm doing great. I said, so what's the problem? He goes, well, according to what you're teaching me, I think the boss might be low vibration energy. I go, really, why? He thinking, well, he's very secretive, and I don't know exactly how the investments work, kind of sketchy, and I'm not sure where the money goes, and I have an uneasy feeling when I think about the boss. But I love the money I'm making. It's great. I said, so what's the dilemma? He goes, well, if I'm connected to low vibration energy, I know that I'm going to get low vibration energy back. In other words, you're going to suffer. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but you look at the people who are involved in low vibration energy stuff, crime or drugs or deceit, sooner or later, the whip comes down. So I said, I'm not going to give you advice, but I'm just going to tell you energetic laws never fail. So I clearly, and in the classes, I map out even very specifically how these energies work. And I go, and as he looked at the long list I made, he goes, well, you know, anxiety, stress, worry, secretive, unclear, constricted. I mean, that's all. That's what the guy who's running the company is. I go, well, then you got your own answer. I'm not telling you what to do. He says, okay. So, came back next week and he says, I quit that job. I quit. And I said, okay, it's your decision. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you how about energy awareness training. He goes, okay. So, a month passed by, nothing changed. He was looking for a job, was an employee, made enough money so he didn't need to work. Nothing changed. 2 months went by. His friends at the company's gone, you quit? Are you crazy? This is the gravy train. What's wrong with you? 3 months went by. And he said, you know, maybe I should not quit that job. You know, maybe this high vibration, low vibration stuff is. I said, all I can tell you is energetic laws never fail. Four and a half months, the company was raided, shut down by regulators. He was right. The boss was doing something. And everybody who was connected to the company, I think for the last 3.5 months, had their assets seized. Bank accounts frozen, whole nine yards. He quit a month before the suffering took place. Now, he says, energetic laws, never lie, Glenn. That's right. So I make the point is, if you observe energy, and you see that even in relationships, you see a couple and they're having problems and they're in this energetic pattern and it's just getting worse and worse. Some of you have been in it. I know I have. And it's just getting worse and worse. It's low vibration energy. And if you're not energetically aware, the low vibration energy, just stay in there. It'll get better. Just stay in there. And you suffer and you suffer. The whole point of energy awareness training is to eliminate unnecessary suffering. And 90% of all the things that we suffer from is unnecessary. All the things that you're worried about today, the things that you worry about last year, the things, your big problems, they never materialized. They morphed into something else. All the trouble you thought you were into, or, oh my God, it's over. Now there's new things happening. So when you're energetically aware, you learn how to neutralize low vibration energy and stay in a high vibration energy field. And that's what we do, and that's what I train, and that's what we do here on Wednesday nights. And with that, I'm going to close out this part. We're going to do one more exercise. Does anybody have any questions on anything I covered? I gave you a lot, but you're energetically tuned to know there's a lot more going on than you ever thought. If you ever thought, is there more going on than meets the eye, you better believe it. There's a lot more going on. We see roughly about 10 to 12% of reality. So when we're navigating the world, we're trying to make decisions about, should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do this? We're making decisions with about 10%. Because, how do I figure that? Because we're making the decisions in this physical reality, which is a three-dimensional reality. And science says there's 10 to 12 plus realities. If you ever study Brian Greene or Michio Kaku, the scientists, so that means if there's more going on than we see, we're only using 10%. That's why we make so many mistakes. Because we're making decisions and judgments on 10%. Have you ever made a judgment about something? You go, oh, this thing's never going to work. Oh, this thing's had it. Oh, I'm never going to do that. Yeah. And then, boom, things shift and it clears up. The problem's gone or the thing works out. And you go, whoa, how'd that happen? It's like a miracle. Not really. It's just that you were only seeing it, whatever problem you had, in the 10% realm. Whereas you didn't see the other 90%. You know, when your back was against the wall or you needed money or you had a situation, you didn't see the other 90% that was on its way to help you from the high vibrational energy. You just saw the problem. Energy awareness training is about expanding, going higher, accepting and allowing this energy to embrace you, support you, nourish you, inspire you, and guide you to your heart's desire. And that's what I'm about, and that's what we do here. Any last questions? Min.
How do you deal with low vibration energy attachment?
Well, we have whole classes on that. One of the things that causes us to suffer is when we're attached to things. So, especially in relationships, if you're attached to someone, you're just used to being with them, or you're used to this job and you're used to this thing, we get attached. Attachment is a low vibration energy way of saying, I need this. I need this to be happy. I need this person to be happy. I need this job to be happy. I need, and if I don't have it, I'm not going to be happy, so I better hold on to it. I'm clinging to it, and I don't want to let it go. I need it.
Control.
What?
Control.
Control, yeah. I want to control it. I want to control the situation because I don't want to be out of control. Well, Look at me. Is this high vibration or low vibration? It's low. That's right. Because, again, I'm only seeing in the 3D world. But if I know that I'm unlimited, if not just think it, but if I have the experience that I walk and I'm connected to an unlimited, all-powerful frequency that wants my good, that is here to support me, and that I'm constantly flushing out any low vibration energy that tries to affect me, I'm not attached to anything. I can take it or leave it. Because my happiness, Min, because my happiness doesn't depend upon any physical thing. Doesn't depend upon any person. Doesn't depend on any job. Doesn't depend on any condition. Now, that's the transformation that we make, the transcendence that we make from this physical world of, I got to get the money and I got to get the thing and I got to survive and all of that stress. The low vibration energy says, well, you better get it together, man. You better have your money. You better have your this. As opposed to knowing that stuff's handled and I'm walking in a higher frequency, which allows those things to appear, to manifest with ease. And I'm here to tell you, having the experience of going from highly stressed, having to, I got to succeed, I got to make things happen, I got to, from this energy to this energy of happy, peaceful, expanding, allowing things to appear. And you've all had that happen to you. You've all had stuff appear to you out of the clear blue sky. Opportunities, money, relationships going, wow, just nothing that you did, it just appeared. Well, that can happen to you on a regular basis if you're connected to high vibrational energy. And that's why I'm committed to teaching this. This is my life's work, to be able to reveal, to end suffering, and to help as many people achieve emotional and energetic freedom. But energetic and emotional freedom isn't free. It takes commitment, it takes focus, it takes awareness, take study, and you got a voice in your head that doesn't want you to do it. You got a voice in your head, the same voice in your head that wants to take you down and says, ah, don't listen to that energy stuff. Let's go watch a movie. Let's go see what's on TV. Let's go eat. Yeah, okay. So it can dumb you down. That's its purpose, dumb you down. So I call this energy awareness training so you could rise above. So you can be free of this. If you see what I'm talking, if anything I'm saying to you resonates with you, this is what energy awareness training does. This energy wants to get you caught up in the form. You got to get the career going. You got to get the money going. You got to get that house going. You got to. So that makes you think, if I only get the house, if I get the career, if I get the relationship, if I get the, then I'll be happy. No. That's what the low vibration energy wants you to believe, but it's a lie. It's a lie. There's a great video on YouTube from Jim Carrey, the actor, and he says, I wish everybody could be rich and successful and have all their dreams come true so they could recognize that's not the answer. There's more to it. And this is what he's talking about. So some of you who know the Bible, there's a verse that says, seek first the kingdom of heaven, and all things will be added unto you besides. Well, we translate the kingdom of heaven as high vibrational energy. Right here, right now, being connected to this energy. And from that energy, everything flows. Everything flows because you're not looking for it. You can allow it to come. And it's a life changer. And that's what's available to everybody here, high vibrational energy. Any last questions? Yeah.
What's one technique that you use in the morning to go into high vibration?
Wow, I'm glad you asked me that. We're just about to do it right now. I'm going to demonstrate it for you. Any other questions? Min, one more.
I've got between two different questions.
OK. Can we only get one because we got to get rolling? Or you can ask me after. All right. Okay. So let's connect now. In energy awareness training, we teach there's always two things happening. There's the energetic realm, and then there's the physical realm. Okay? So you have an intellectual grasp of how the energies work, but I want to tell you, it's important to recognize you can talk until you're blue in the face, but nothing changes until energy moves. So if you're stressed or you're depressed or you got some crap going on, the low vibration energies, let's think about it. Yeah, I wonder, why am I depressed? I don't know, it could be this, could be that. Let's think about it some more. Yeah, why am I depressed? Oh, could be this, could be that. Round and round you go. And that's what most people do when they're seeking help. You go talk to a shrink, you know, or a psychiatrist. What are you doing? You're going to talk about it. Well, the difference here is in energy awareness training, we have a saying that says nothing changes until energy moves. Nothing changes. You want to change the way you feel? You want to change the way the energy's going? You want to feel good? Learn how to move your energy. And that's what we're teaching. So we're going to utilize what we went through in the beginning of the class. So if you guys would turn your chairs to face the window, please. Turn your chairs to face the window. Try and have somebody not directly in front of you, if you can. Good. Go ahead and sit up with your spine straight. Put your hands on your lap. All right. Now, when we started the class, I had you tune into your energy, and then we did a little bit. We learned the energetic breath. So now we're going to use the energetic breath to do some cleaning. So as we utilize the energetic breath, I want you to be aware now. Let's just take a moment and be aware of anything inside you that represents low vibration energy. Maybe you're worried about something. Maybe you got some stress going on, or you got some tension with somebody. Maybe you're concerned about finances. Whatever it is, just notice there's something in there that doesn't feel good. Something that's unresolved. Well, there's two ways of dealing with that. Let's say you've got something unresolved with your boss or with a relationship or something. There's nothing you can do about that right now, physically, because they're not here. But there is something you can do about it energetically. Because even though they're not here, you're still feeling it. That means you're carrying the energy around with you. So we want to do some energy cleansing, and we're going to use the energetic breath to do that. So tune into your center point, bottom part of your spine, and as you do, be aware of your gut right around your belly button, and notice if there's anything stirring you up, anything causing you any kind of anxiety or stress. And as we do the energetic breath, we're going to inhale, we're going to bring it up, we're going to hold it for the count of three, and then we're going to exhale it. We're going to visualize it. We're actually ejecting the energy through our mouths as we go, shh. That's why we're facing the window, so that you can eject your low vibration energy out of you and outside the room. Okay? Everybody clear? Pretty straightforward. All right, here we go. Just take a moment and be aware of any low vibration energy, any stress, worry, doubt, fear, anxiety, any stuck energy with anybody or anything or any subject. Good. And let's start moving the energy out. We're not going to think about it. We're not going to ponder it. We're just moving energy. That's how we change the situation. So here we go. Tune into it. Feel it. Let's bring it up. Here we go. Inhale. One, bring it up. Two, three, bring it up. Four, five, bring it up. Six, big breath. Hold it for the count of three. Get ready to release. One, two, three, and expel and release now. One, two, three, four, five, six. Good. Excellent. Okay, now, I'm going to teach you the formula of five, which is focus, intention, visualization. So what we're doing is we're intending, we're focusing on this energy coming up and leaving us. That's our intention. That's what we're focused on. So here we go. Tune into it. Feel it. Let's bring it up. Here we go. Inhale. One, bring it up. Two, three, bring it up. Four, five, bring it up. Six, big breath. Or if the count of three, get ready to release. One, two, three. Exhale. Two, three, four, five, six. Excellent. Good. Here we go again. No thinking, just moving energy. Tune into it. Feel it. Let's bring it up and get it out. Inhale. One, bring it up. Two, three, bring it up. Four, five, bring it up. Six, big breath. Hold it for the count of three. One, two, three. Exhale. Move it out. Move it out. That's right. Very good. Very good. It's called energy cleansing. Using the breath to move that energy. Nothing changes until energy moves. Here we go. Tune into it. Any LVE, anything that's bugging you, tune into it. Feel it. Let's bring it up and get it out. Inhale. One, bring it up. Two, three, bring it up. Four, five, bring it up. Six, big breath. Hold for the count of three. One, two, three. Exhale and release. Now, two, let it go. Two, three, four, five, six. Excellent. You're doing great. A few more of these. We're moving the energy nicely. It has to move. If your intention is to move it, it's got to move. So here we go. Tune into it. Feel it. Let's bring it up and get it out. Inhale. One, bring it up. Two, three, bring it up. Four, five, bring it up. Six, big breath. Hold for the count of three. One, two, three. Exhale and release. Two, three, four, five, six. Excellent. Good. Pause for a moment. Energy starting to settle now. See if you can be aware of the energy shifting as you are cleaning your energy body now. Aware of another dimension, another presence, another frequency. Let's do a few more cleaning breaths. There we go. Tune into it. Feel it. Let's bring it up and get it out. Inhale. One, bring it up. Two, three, bring it up. Four, five, bring it up. Six, big breath. Hold for the count of three. One, two, three. Exhale. Two, three, four, five, six. Excellent. Good. Be still. Be aware. Notice energy is moving nicely inside your body. Something's happening. Something's moving. Notice the mind is getting quieter. The voice is getting a little softer. It's still there, but it doesn't have the control and influence. It's not as loud as it is before. Let's do a couple of more energetic breaths. Tune into any LVE in your center point. Tune into it. Feel it. Let's bring it up and get it out. Inhale. One, bring it up. Two, three, bring it up. Four, five, bring it up. Six, big breath. Hold for the count of three. One, two, three. Exhale and release. Two, three, four, five, six. Excellent. Fantastic. Fantastic. Let's let the energy settle now. Be still, be aware. And as the energy settles, becomes clearer, smoother, more transparent inside you, it allows high vibration energy to surface both internally and externally so that it can give you all the benefits of high vibration energy. Happy, joyous, free, transparent, in your truth, abundant, independent, blessed, in the highest energy of love, service, compassion, and sharing. So let's go ahead and tune into that frequency now. put your tongue on the roof of your mouth, relax your shoulders, put your palms up like you're going to receive. I'm going to be sending each of you healing and clearing energy now for the next few moments. So relax, release, and just let go and merge into the silent stillness of presence. Relax, release, just let go, be still, be aware. Excellent. Moving in a high vibrational frequency right now. Feel the stillness. Feel the peace. Feel the energy moving smoothly, gently, from head to toe. And it's a high vibration energetic law. That which we focus on expands. So let's focus on something in your life that you're very grateful for, that you consider a blessing, that you value greatly. We're going to take an energetic breath and breathe in the gratitude, breathe in the high vibration energy, so this thing can expand and grow even better. Expand more, wider, deeper, higher. Hold that thing in mind now. What you're grateful for, what you appreciate, what's a blessing in your life. And let's breathe in and expand this energy with the energetic breath. Here we go. Inhale. One, expanded. Two, even more. Three, more gratitude. Four, more high vibration energy. Five, six, fill with gratitude and grace. Hold it for the count of three. One, two, three. Exhale. Two, three, four, five, six. Excellent. Let that incredible feeling and energy expand. Notice how good that feels. Now, before we get ready to come back, I want you to set the intention to move this energy, to allow this energy, which is beyond space and time, move it out into tonight. as you go back home, get ready for bed or have something to eat, and move it out into tomorrow, into your projects, into your workspace, into the people that you're dealing with. Just allow, project, and intend that this energy be with you and back you up wherever you go, whatever you're doing. And you can even have it help you with any difficult people or any situation that it's been a struggle. Just allow this peace right now to grow, spread, and move out to you into tonight, into tomorrow, into this week. Give you a moment to do so now. Very good. Very good. All right, we're going to get ready to come back now, knowing the energy is moved and that everyone here is connected to high vibrational energy now, allowing it to grow and expand in peace, in joy, in happiness, right here, right now, and moving forward. We're going to come back on the count of five. One, feel the floor underneath your feet. Coming back now. Two, feel the chair underneath your seat. Coming back now. Three, four. On the next time, we're going to come back awake, alert, energized, feeling great. And then we're going to put our chairs back facing front. Number five. Okay, chairs face front. Great. All right. So you people, for this is your first experience with energy awareness training. How'd you like it? Just give me some feedback. How you doing? How you feeling? Speechless. How many people are feeling good right now? See a show of hands. Awesome. Very nice. Very nice. All right. Well, we do this every Wednesday. We do different aspects of energy awareness training. It's my way of being of service. If anybody's interested in classes or in personal coaching, let me or Kevin know. Kevin's my assistant back there. And we're going to do one last exercise before I'm going to ask your help. And we're going to reset the room. The three tables go three, three, and three with chairs underneath them. I appreciate you helping me do that. We're going to stand up. And each person in the room here, I want you to give them a high five. And I want to say, I'm glad you were here. All right? Here we go.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Energy awareness training is so powerful. It literally is the difference between you living an empowered, successful, passionate, happy life and drowning in misery, pain, and negativity. Okay? Energy awareness training is the foundation. It's the most important skill you can master in life because it touches every aspect of your life. Your energy is your success, it's the results you get. It's all related to energy. It's all tied into the energy you carry with you on a daily basis. If you're suffering and hurting from trauma, if you're hanging on to things in the past that are hurting you, it's holding you back and limiting you. All the limiting beliefs, all the pain, the self-attack, all comes from not being aware of your energy and having it be stuck, congested, and just holding you in low vibration. So if you wanna shift out of that, if you're ready to take your life to the next level, eliminate pain, eliminate the trauma, and start crushing it, being empowered, being happy, being excited to wake up in the morning, then head to Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, Ackerman, A-C-K-E-R-M-A-N.com. Again, GlennAckerman.com. And you can find some very, very, very useful resources there. In addition to that, again, I hope you got a ton of value from this episode. If you got a ton of value from this episode, please, please, please send this episode to one other person so they can benefit as well, right? Join the movement. Be a part of this movement of helping people heal themselves and crush it. and be successful in life, okay? Send it to your friend, send it to your mom, send it to a relative, whoever you think is going to benefit the most, just send it to one person, please, if you got value. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We love you. Glenn loves you. We're sending you a ton of good energy, a ton of love, and we'll see you in the next episode.